This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
You know, I think now that I hear this song, I haven't heard this song for a long time. I always thought this was the best song Queen ever did. Freddie Mercury was at his best. There was something about this song as optimistic. Many of the songs, I was driving around with Miles, my grandson. We went out to play a miniature golf on Sunday, and it was raining, so we couldn't. So we went into the arcade, and we were playing some games. And on the way back, I had the radio on, and Queen was on, and I said, "Miles, do you know who this is?" And he said, "Yeah, that's Freddie Mercury and Queen." I dropped it. I forget which song it was. It was one of the real popular ones. And so I kept asking him, I was quizzing him about some of the other things that were on the radio. And he knew pretty much. And if he didn't know, I would say, "Do you know who this is?" And if he'd say no, and then he'd say, "Okay, Gramps, tell me about it," because he knows that I was a disc jockey before I did talk back in the 60s and 70s. And he's just very curious about it. And I think that's the thing that you want to do. You'll do that with Mac, I know, and parents and grandparents. Make your children, your grandchildren, curious. Somehow get them into that curious place where they want to know the answer to this and they want to know the answer to that.
And don't shut them down for asking questions. Like,
no!
No, at a certain age, the child always gets to why?
Yeah, right.
Keep going. Let your imagination go with it. And then ask them, why do you think? Don't just be like, stop asking me that.
Yeah, no. That's where you get into trouble. And that's, you know, when you shut people down, that's when they start figuring, they don't necessarily figure things out the right way, but they they figure things out. And sometimes the results of that are not too relatable, shall we say. Speaking of relatable, the National Association of Broadcasters having their annual convention, the radio convention. They have a radio convention, or one that focuses on radio a lot, in the spring. In the fall, they have their television convention. Or, you know, radio and TV are in both of them, but there's a different focus. And so as the continuing focus on AM radio becomes a big discussion topic, not only at the NAB show, but on Capitol Hill, there is, in the House of Representatives this week, the bipartisan legislative push, which is going to get through, be voted. It'll be mandated in all cars. And so that's something that we certainly have been talking about here for a year or more since it first came out, that three or four of the major manufacturers didn't even want to have AM. So this past weekend, because I told you the story about my daughter getting in the car crash last week and her car getting totaled, and they haven't got a new car yet, so I have them using my car out there. And so I rented a car. When I walk around the lot, I usually rent from Enterprise. I like them because they're efficient, they're clean, they're neat, they're just, I like them. So the lady's bringing me out into the area where the cars are, and I always buy, I always rent, like they have a, you know, I forget what they call it, but it's you let us pick. You pay them X number of dollars, and they'll pick a car for you. And I like that because oftentimes you get more value that way. And I like to drive a nice car. So they put me into a Ford. It was an SUV. And damned if I couldn't find the AM radio. It took me 15 minutes. There's no instruction on the screen. But the AM is there because at the bottom of the screen, as I'm looking at what they've got set up already, there were a couple of AM stations. And I like to listen in Los Angeles, KFI. I think it's the best talk station, frankly, in a major market in the country. And so, but I couldn't find it. I kept looking, and it was very frustrating. It's like they're trying to make it difficult to use AM radio, and it is very annoying. So anyway, this just because they mandate AM radio in cars doesn't mean it's going to be easy for you to find it or use it. It's very interesting how unsubtle they are when it comes to maybe I'm just too sensitive to it. Speaking of being sensitive, a lot of talk this week as the jurors find their way into the trial. I thought it was interesting because the news media has been outside the courthouse interviewing the people who are there for jury selection in the Donald Trump trial, whatever you want to call it, a fiasco. It's a circus. And so hundreds of potential jurors have been basically pushed out. They need to find 12 people and six alternates. And so one of the people that was dismissed from the jury pool for job-related reasons was interviewed. And the question was, what did you think when you saw Donald Trump in person? And this lady said it was jarring to see him there. She was about 30 feet from Trump. She said, I'd never seen him in person before. And you see somebody blown up larger than life in the news media for so many years to see him
in person. And
then you realize
they are real humans.
Yeah, they're human beings, exactly. The person.
Flesh and
blood. Yeah, right. It's amazing how we hold people to be godlike. I don't know whether that's my theme today, thinking of the sun and God and how everything works, but, you know, and I think sometimes these people have a complex that sort of is like they have a God complex, that they are all powerful. And I'm not saying that that's just for Trump. I think we all know people in our lives who are not necessarily religious leaders, but they want you to pay attention to them. It's like they were missing something when they were kids. You know, paying attention. Oh, come on, mommy, I'm sitting over here. Pay attention to me. Anyway, speaking of religious leaders, there was an attack on a group of religious leaders in Sydney, Australia. This is interesting. It was a terror-related incident, so the police say, and they're looking for information. So the reason I bring this up is because there's extremist activity going on all over the world. Have you noticed that? Just jarring stuff. The Russian thing, what's going on in the Middle East, and the tentacles of the Iranians, and what's going on with them, and then the stuff that's going on in Australia. There have been all kinds of things going on. So they have the new joint counterterrorism team in Australia that's investigating the stuff that's going on, stabbings and shootings. And this kid was 16 years old. They arrested the other day, restrained by members of the congregation in a church. So he just goes after him.
Yeah.
During a sermon in the church.
And we've seen this happening a lot. You would think that a church would be off limits. A church is, and it just isn't. And a lot of this, when it comes to the whole terror organizations of things, sometimes it is an actual member, or they are members of an organization. Other times, it's people who are idolizing these organizations and want to be a part of it, and so they act independently on an unofficial behalf of these organizations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't know. The world is so damn crazy, and people are so crazy. You know, let me go back to Trump for a second. I know, speaking of crazy. So there's also some information that's out today that 57% of the people who live in this country, and this is a large poll, 16,000 people, I think, there were, and this is Republicans and Democrats, pretty much equally matched. 57% of Americans, which is a new high, say Trump's crimes are serious. And yet if you talk to people, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who's a very, very good friend of mine. And I don't know how we got off on this because we don't usually talk politics because he knows where I'm coming from and it isn't where he's coming from. And so if you're good friends, you just don't have those conversations. Why bother?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't. There are some people who ruin friendships because they don't like you because you are supporting this political candidate. That's sick.
If you don't
share
the same opinion, then you don't deserve to be a part of their life. That people have that kind of mentality. It's very sad.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, There's a YouGov poll that's out that shows this majority saying that he shouldn't be allowed to be president if he is convicted. So, is this the trial? Is this the linchpin trial? For a lot of people, it is. The hush money thing is a, you know.
Well, if he was convicted, he wouldn't be allowed to vote, right? So if you're not even allowed to vote, how can you be able to run for president? When you just look at it like that, take the Trump out of it. If you
We're in a gray area here.
Convicted felon, you are not allowed to vote. So how would you be able to still run if you can't even vote?
I don't know. This is a gray area. Obviously, never has... there's no precedent for this.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah. Really is.
The worst phrase ever.
Yep. What? Unprecedented?
Unprecedented times. These are unprecedented times.
In Las Vegas, a lawyer and his wife were killed during a custody fight for children from their previous marriages. This is the wackiest. Today is whack day, I guess.
This is almost a movie kind of situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, one of the it was the woman's, they're fighting for the custody of the woman's children from a previous marriage. And this has been a long, like, going on for years. And they were shot during this hearing by the woman's former father-in-law, who was acting as a lawyer, who is a lawyer and was a lawyer in these
proceedings. It is a movie. Yeah.
He shot them and then turned the gun on himself.
Well, 77 years old, Joseph Houston shot himself. This is a courtroom. I thought you couldn't bring guns. They have those metal detectors. You go into the courtroom. How do they get the guns in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her parents are going to continue their daughter's fight for custody of her children, because they were like, no, she was never going to give up on them. It's a whole situation. And apparently they feel that they need to get these kids out of that family with their father. And if this is their biological grandfather,
time for a change in venue for sure. Why? What people in their performances?
It's so sad.
Strange. All right, well, let's venture forward here on Good Day. We find the time to be guilty, 18 past the hour.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere, in my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, digging into social media. And normally, this time of the day, I like to dig around in some of in the real world of the mechanics of how this all works. Focusing on things like AI. There's a new algorithm that traces metastatic cancer cells. This is good news. You know, we look for good. We know there's bad with AI. So where's the good? And this new algorithm looks at those who have looks at those cells who have left the original tumor and traveled around the body. What happens with breast cancer especially. And so it's supposed to help provide tailored treatment for patients. That'd be interesting to see how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances, wow. All right, Tesla's going to ask shareholders today to reinstate the $56 billion compensation package that Elon Musk gets or was getting until it was rejected by a judge in Delaware, and to move the corporate office from Delaware to Texas. So that'll make it easier for him to do what he wants to do, which is get $55.8 billion over the next... it was supposed to start in 2018. So it was supposed to be a $55 billion package paid over 10 years going through 2028.
Mm-hmm.
And the shareholders... in a lawsuit, alleged the pay package should be voided because it was dictated by Musk himself, and it was a sham. Well,
yeah.
He started the company. I mean, in a manner of speaking, it wouldn't have happened without him. And then there's, okay, is this overreaching? Is this overkill? Is this too much? And so the judge decided with the board of directors, the shareholders, and said, no, he's not entitled to this. But how do they make their... based on what? What's the judgment based on? Is it just the judge says, nah, we don't want to pay him that much money? He's certainly made... he's made Tesla very visible. A lot of growth there. I'm no fan necessarily of Musk, you know, because he's kind of a crackpot. He's like Trump in a minute, you know, in a million different ways. But they've posted record deliveries. The cars are crap, according to a lot of people. I know, like Jack Stockwell loves his. I know people who can't, they couldn't wait to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dangerous. You know, if you don't know how to drive, they're very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and that's like for any car, if you don't know how to drive, period.
Right, I guess that's true.
Many people do. But when are we going to get that fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg? I feel like...
The wrestling match, or was it going to be a boxing?
Kind of went totally gone. Yeah.
Somebody's chicken.
Society needs that. We need that.
Yeah. Chicken. Bawk, 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 bawk. All right. Here's a story about a solar farm. I'm putting solar on my farm. And I never thought about this, but there was a big hailstorm in Texas the other day that destroyed a massive solar farm. And so with that, again, the technology of how it works and where it works, flying back on Monday, I noticed when we were flying over Nevada, there's a huge solar farm. I used to drive by when I was on my way. I had some land at one point in time in Arizona. I used to drive by this huge solar farm, and we could see it from 36,000 feet. It was so bright. It's the same thing. And these things are great when it comes to providing the energy, the electricity, because it doesn't cost any money. But now there are concerns about chemical leaks from panels as they get older. And in this circumstance, the hail that beat up the technology, beat up the screens themselves, and all of this stuff, is this gooey stuff that's in them, is leaking out all over the place. So, then this, cause to think about all of these things. Are they? Is there more harm than good being done? Yeah, you got to make them stronger for sure. All right, 28 after the hour with social media and technology in the focus. This is Good Day.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at... AndYouCanQuoteMe.com.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Gives me goosebumps listening to that line or listening to the music behind the lines. Yeah. How about that? Crank that up a little bit because everybody recognizes Gone with the Wind. All right. The music just does it. That's timeless, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. Isn't that music time? I have goosebumps listening to that. It is that kind of music, the John Williams music. You want to compare it to some of the great movie themes of our time, certainly the Star Wars themes, the Indiana Jones themes, the things that we all recognize at the drop of it, the first note. It's like if they would put those on to, what's that show, Name That Tune, right? that's been revived. A lot of the earlier game shows have all been revived. Jane Krasinski, is that her name? She was on Krasinski.
Jane Krasinski. Is that the one that she hosts?
Yeah.
I feel like there are
name
so
that
many.
Tune.
And, yeah, and then what was the one that Jamie Foxx and his daughter were doing? It was Beach
Shazam.
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good show. Is it still on since he has come back?
Nick Cannon take over?
Nick Cannon did it, yeah, for a while. He wasn't good at it. He's such a likable character. He just seems to be very likable. Not Cannon.
Jamie Foxx. Well, I'm surprised. I never watched it with Jamie Foxx or Nick Cannon. But that's kind of shocking that Nick Cannon wasn't a good host because he's the host
Masked
Singer.
Masked Singer. Yeah, he does a radio show, national radio show in the morning every day. It's interesting.
He's another Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he is an American. Steve Harvey does the same thing. Steve Harvey does a morning show from either Atlanta or Los Angeles, depending on where he is, with Family Feud.
Oh, and then Family Feud,
that
yes.
other thing, the judge thing that he's doing. And he's really he's come of age. And I think Nick Cannon has as well. And I'm trying to think of other than Ryan. You know, all those guys have done pretty much the same thing, although Ryan did it earlier. He set his mind to it. And he used to go, one of the great stories, in order to ingratiate himself to Dick Clark and to Larry King, he would find out how he found out, I don't know. But when he went to Los Angeles, he was a disc jockey as a kid on a big Atlanta station. And then he got a job. And I think it was on KISS. I think that's where he's always been, in Los Angeles. No, I mean, there was another station there before he went to KISS. Anyway, so he's like 23 when he gets to Los Angeles. And he makes up his mind that he wants to be just like Dick Clark when he grows up. So he gets himself into a circumstance where he meets Dick Clark. And somehow or other, Dick Clark, he said the right thing, so Dick Clark paid attention to him. And they had a couple of meals together, and then they started working together. And the rest, as they say, is history. Look at anything Dick Clark was involved in, now Ryan's involved in. From the New Year's Rockin' Eve stuff to some of the other programs that were done by Dick Clark Productions. And he also did the same thing to ingratiate himself with Larry King. I remember the story of him finding out when Larry King was going to arrive in Los Angeles, and he goes to the airport, meets him, and picks up his bags and brings him to the car. So this, just, you know, smart. He was smart. He recognized what he wanted.
And now today they would call that stalking, and he would get a restraining order.
I don't know. Well,
but back then, he did it at the right time.
Yep, he did. Pretty impressive, actually. He's an inspiration. Now, last episode of Wheel of Fortune with Sajak is in June, and then they start doing the new season in August. And because what most people don't realize, they say, how can these guys do so much stuff? In terms of the thing that takes the most time for Ryan, other than the radio stuff that he does, is doing American Idol. That is, you got to trek. It takes about 3 months to do all of that.
They can't bulk record that one. With Wheel of Fortune, they can bulk record.
Five shows a day. Mm-hmm. In 21 days, they're all done for the whole season. And for that, you get $8 million. Not a bad deal. Right? I've told this story before, and it's just coming back into my mind because I saw the show that I was offered on the Game Show Network the other night. It was an old version of the show. And you know what? I can't even remember. I remember the premise of it, but the guy who got the job instead of me was somebody who, was sort of like Mark Summers, a traditional game show host. That's what he did. The guys that came in during the era when it all started, the 50s, when Bud Collier, for example, was the host of any number of game shows, and McMahon was too. It was just, and it grew into this whole big game show network thing. And so, anyway, I'm off on a tangent. This is aimed at being an inspirational program, the Good Day Show, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, trying to get into the action and trying to drive purposefully the conversation away from politics into other areas. I aim for lots of information. Like, I was just reading something about whether or not to take mineral supplementation. You know, we always talk about vitamins. Mm-hmm. It's vitamins. I haven't taken my vitamins today. But how many of you take minerals? It's vitamins and minerals. Oftentimes, the minerals are all put together as long as they're not synthetic. I know that Standard Process, which is the company that I use because it's all natural, and Jack Stockwell represents them, the minerals are kind of put together, two or three different mineral supplements. But the point of me bringing it up now is that you ought not to, in, you know, I've said, I take enough pills every day. Well, that's not necessarily the most intelligent way to look at it.
Well, especially because you're wasting, your body will flush out.
Yeah, exactly.
Excess or what you don't need. If you take too much, you're spending money on too many of these things. Your body's just flushing it out. You don't need it.
Yep.
But with minerals, magnesium, I think that magnesium is underrepresented a lot.
Yeah.
People don't realize how important that really is.
Potassium.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I always get confused on when it does come to magnesium, because I hear different stories where some say, no, you should take it orally in a pill, and then others are like, no, magnesium is best as a topical. Maybe that's something that our doctor can tell us.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've always taken it as a supplement. You know, I have the minerals, five different minerals in one capsule that you take from Standard Process, and that's what I take. But I think, you know, there are lots of them around. Just make sure you're not taking something that's synthetic. All right, let's move to St. Louis for a really bizarre, very bizarre story. A judge this week has awarded $23 million to a police officer who was beaten almost to death by his colleagues. The judge giving the money to former police officer Luther Hall, who was badly injured in an attack. He was an undercover cop involved with protesters, and so he was, the police didn't know he was a policeman, and obviously if he's undercover, people don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And so there were some protests following the acquittal of a St. Louis police officer who was charged with killing a black man. And so in all of this stuff, this officer is trying to infiltrate the protesters to get to the bottom of what's going on. And so there happened to have been an encounter, and the three police officers who were, this guy sued these three guys. It's not important what their names are, because nobody knows who they are anyway, for their roles in the attack.
Is this something that we would call irony? Because these protests were following the acquittal of a former police officer on charges of murdering a black man.
Yep.
And then you have this situation that immediately followed it. It's like, seriously?
So, but think about all the times that we talk about these things. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing has been overcooked. I've said that a number of times.
I think it's been hijacked. Movement.
Yeah. Well, that's Al Sharpton.
It's been hijacked by people. It's like, it's kind of like the situation with protesters versus rioters. They are not the same.
No.
But yeah, protesters get a bad name because of the rioters who come out with the intent to cause chaos.
Yep. Right. And that's the whole thing about January 6th, which is another can of worms. But let's go back to this circumstance that you're talking about, and then couple it with a conversation that we had earlier about the situation with the Boston Marathon, where police officers in Newton deliberately made it impossible for groups of black people to watch black runners in the race. So this is the kind of stuff, and you just wonder what the root of this ignorance is. Why is it that white people, some white people, have this thing about black people? What is it? Why? Why does it happen? It's just, you know, you white people, some people think we're better than black people, or what is it? I'm smarter than you, I'm stronger than you, I'm better than you, I'm whatever it is than you.
When you have stereotyping, and it's gone too far. This is 2024. This should not even be the topic of conversation, yet it still is, and yet we're still talking about the first person to do this of this race or ethnicity, the first person to do that, and it's like, why? Yes, we've come a long way when you think about it, but we've not come far enough.
So here's another Sir, I chuckle because I see these things, they're like magnets, right? They just jump out of the screen at you. And this is an Ohio story. Maybe you know more about this. A guy named William Brock is accused of shooting an Uber driver several times outside of his South Charleston, Ohio home. He believed that she was working with a scammer to extort him. This is really something else. Where people's minds go, and I can't help but think that a lot of this stuff, this guy was 81 years old, and he shot the driver, mistakenly believing that she was working with somebody who was trying to get money from him. When I look at these sorts of things, I think, this guy's a black guy. I don't know whether the woman was black or white who was driving the Uber car, and shouldn't make any difference. He told police that prior to the shooting, he had gotten threatening phone calls from somebody who claimed to be one of his relatives, and the guy was being held in jail. I mean, there's a whole kind of a weird thing. Mm-hmm. So she shows up in the Uber car, and he thinks that she's there as part of the extortion. And I think it's clear. I think he's got a little dementia going for him here. And he sees somebody strange in the driveway. He shoots her.
Mm-hmm. And she had a dash cam on her car.
Yeah. And that's all. It recorded all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It's heartbreaking. And a lot of people think about when you're doing these Ubers or Lyfts and stuff, it's dangerous for the passenger. It's dangerous for the driver as well. You do not know each other. You don't know these people.
Nope. Nobody trusts anybody under the circumstances these days. What a tragedy. 48 after the hour, this is Inside the World on Good Day.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics, you can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question about pets and whether or not you can, with a pet, you know, there's been a lot of focus on cows getting bovine problems, and now the owners of cows, like I am on my farm, are worried about the bird flu. And so the cows aren't necessarily pets, although to me they are. But I'm talking about dogs and cats more than anything else. So can pets get you, can they make you sick? Can they give you a bug?
What you're talking about, Doug, is zoonotic illness, zoonosis with a Z. And these are illnesses that are passed from animals to humans. And this comes out of the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases Global Congress that's being held this month in Barcelona. And this certainly caught my eye. And what they reported is that cases of superbugs, these are bugs that are not sensitive to any known antibiotic, or we use the last resort antibiotic. They're obviously of great concern. And these superbugs being passed between sick dogs and cats and their health owners have been identified in England and Portugal. Dogs and cats, they can pass antibiotic-resistant bacteria to their owners, Doug, raising concerns that household pets could be contributing to the world's antibiotic crisis. Bacteria can pass between pets and humans by simple affection. So how do you get this? Well, it's passed by simple affection like petting, touching, and kissing the animal. They can also spread through handling of feces. So what do you do to prevent this? You know, you love your pet, but you don't want to die over it. So pet owners should wash their hands after petting their dog or cat, good luck, and after handling their waste. So that's the recommendation that's coming from all of these microbiologists and infectious disease specialists, that if you own a pet, you need to wash your hands after petting the dog or cat and after handling their waste. Good luck.
I never do that. I pat Daisy. She goes in bed with me. She kisses me, loves me. I scratch her. That's, you know, and then nighty night time.
I knew you'd love this story.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Here's it's something that I am concerned about. I saw something about antibiotics not being able to reduce the severity of coughs. Remember when I came to you in January after I'd had a couple of bouts with that new flu this year and the cough stayed with me, and you put me on a Z-Pack, which is basically antibiotics. I don't usually do that, but in this case, I was very eager to get rid of it. And I still, as you noted when I was down in your office a couple of weeks ago, have this cough. And now I see this thing about antibiotics not reducing the severity and the duration of the coughs. So how then do you get rid of them?
Well, you know, I saw this article and, you know, I've been practicing medicine. I've been, you know, a doctor since 1982. And, you know, I have to say that this has not been my general experience, except when they're not used where there's an ongoing infection that's been ongoing. But I have seen in too often situations where clearly there's a bacterial infection that's been ongoing, untreated, and you actually treat with an antibiotic that's sensitive, it will be very effective. So, you know, there may be some issues with this study, and to make such broad conclusions may be confusing to a lot of people. So it's just that you don't want to demand an antibiotic for every cough, but also if you do have a lingering cough, I've had several patients that I've known, you know, that just didn't get any care, that have died from walking pneumonia, that could have easily been treated with an antibiotic. So you have to just put this kind of study in right focus, that you don't want to undertreat, you don't want to overtreat. And I think that's the best take-home message from this article.
Well, one of the things that you said to me, which I'm taking heed of, when I go see the pulmonary guy, you said have him do a swab. I'm going to have a breath test just to, you know, I have a test every
culture,
year or two just to know what's going on. Get a culture of it.
Exactly. You have a chronic, productive, colored cough that just isn't going away. And this is, and if you read this study and say, oh, treatment's not going to work, you know, the outcome could be horrible. So, yes, this is where you want to not use shotgun therapy, you know, like one from column A, one from column B. You want to culture it, see what it is, and get something sensitive to the actual infectious agent.
This Good Day Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.